Hey, serving all of humanity, but mainly serving myself. This is Jim Greenfield, and we have on the line with us, direct from Iraq, the world's most notorious and vicious terrorist, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
That's Zarqawi.
That's what I said, Zarqawi.
Okay, who is this I'm speaking to?
Jim Greenfield, radio personality Jim Greenfield.
All right, fine, proceed.
Mr. Zarqawi, let me get right to the heart of what most people want to know when they hear the name Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
That's Zarqawi.
That's what I said, Zarqawi. Now, for most Westerners, the name Zarqawi is synonymous with evil. So let me ask you, why do you like to cut off people's heads?
This is, how you say, a misnomer, Mr. Greenfield.
I mean, what, you don't cut off people's heads?
Well, the story is about me, you see, in the Western press, to vilify me and all Muslims were grossly distorted.
What are you talking about, sir? You put out videos yourself of you and your comrades cutting off people's heads.
Well, yes, of course. But it is only a part of jihad. In the name of Allah, you see, the beheadings of infidels must take place.
Okay, so answer the question, please. Why do you do this?
Well, Jim, have you never cut off someone's head?
No.
So then, who are you to criticize?
I'm not criticizing, Mr. Zarqawi. I'm just asking questions.
Fine. What is the question?
Why do you cut off people's heads?
You should try it sometime, Jimmy. It is very exciting. Besides, we only cut off the heads of infidels such as yourself.
Are you threatening me, sir?
No, I'm merely making a factual statement.
Well, you know, you say you only cut off the heads of infidels, but, I mean, what kind of religion advocates beheading everybody who doesn't believe what you believe?
It's only a part of jihad. We don't just walk around the street cutting off people's heads at random.
Okay, let me shift gears here. Suicide bombings. I mean, what's the deal with that? What's the matter with you people?
You are an infidel. You have no concept of the glory of dying for jihad, of dying for Allah. You think human life matters. To die in jihad is to achieve the ultimate glory. And the reward in heaven is great.
Okay, you're talking about the virgins.
Excuse me?
Virgins.
You.
If you die for jihad, you get 72 virgins in heaven, right?
72 virgins, yes. Yes, very good.
So, what do you do with the 72 virgins?
What kind of question is this? What kind of stupid question do you have?
Well, why don't you just answer it?
Everyone knows what you do with virgins.
So, this is what I don't understand. Islam teaches that you're not supposed to have sex outside marriage. Is this not correct?
Yes. Islam is very traditional. What is your point?
So then, what's the deal with the 72 virgins? I mean, you know, here on Earth, you're expected to be highly moral in your sexual practices, but as soon as you get to heaven, 72 virgins. I don't get that.
Well, you've raised a very interesting theological point.
Yeah, and another thing, what's motivating all you Islamic terrorists is you're horny.
What?
You're horny.
I do not understand this word.
You know, lust, sexual desire. The reason you guys are in such a hurry to die in jihad is so that you can get the 72 virgins.
Yeah. Well, once again, you've made a very interesting argument.
Suppose there were a way to get you 72 virgins here and now. So you didn't have to die.
What exactly are you getting at?
Well, I'm asking, if we could deliver, Mr. Zarqawi, if we could deliver to you
70...
Zarqawi. If we could deliver to you 72 virgins, would you stop the killing?
You're speaking theoretically, of course.
Look, I know people in Washington. If I could arrange for the government of the United States to deliver 72 virgins to you, would you be willing to call off the jihad and live in peace?
Sorry to interrupt this sexist love fest here, but where are you going to find 72 virgins, Jim?
Are you out of your mind, Kim? I'm on the verge of negotiating world peace with the most dangerous man in the world, and you interrupt with this inane question?
Muslim women would never behave in such an insubordinate manner. Nevertheless, though, she does have a valid point, Jim.
Well, don't worry about that. Do we have a principle on which we could agree to move forward here?
You have given me much to think about, Jim. It's something I've considered many times.
This is a good start, but we have many more issues to discuss.
Actually, I'm afraid I have to excuse myself at this time.
Abu, could you stay on for a few more minutes?
Jim, you don't understand. I really must be going now. There are pressing matters I must deal with.
But I have a few more questions for you.
Malakalam! Hey, Malakalam! Hello, hello, them. No, Tim, I really must insist on ending this interview at this time. I must go.
What do you got? What do you got, Larry King on the other line or something? Hello? Hello? That was very rude. I can't believe he hung up like that. He's, you know, he seemed like such a nice guy.
Hey, Jim.
What?
That guy from the Pentagon, Colonel Major, is calling again.
Did you hear that explosion?
Who is this?
This is Colonel Major. Good job, Jim. Well, you had held him longer than there we've expected. I think we nailed him. He's dead.
Do you realize you're on the air, you blithering idiot? You're going to get me killed.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim, but at least you'll die a national hero.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a dead national hero. Do you think I'd get, like, 72 virgins?
Speaking of virgins, where would you find 72 virgins for Zarqawi?
They don't have to actually be virgins. They can just say they're virgins.